September 20, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. The Divine Rule of Life. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. Matthew 5:48. Our Lord's exhortation in these verses is to be generous in our behavior to all men. In the spiritual life, beware of walking according to natural affinities. Everyone has natural affinities. Some people we like, and others we do not like. We must never let those likes and dislikes rule in our Christian life. If we walk in the light as God is in the light, God will give us communion with people for whom we have no natural affinity. The example our Lord gives us is not that of a good man, or even of a good Christian, but of God himself. Quote, "Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect," end quote. Show to the other man what God has shown to you, and God will give us ample opportunities in actual life to prove whether we are perfect as our Father in heaven is perfect. To be a disciple means that we deliberately identify ourselves with God's interests in other people. Quote, "that ye love one another as I have loved you," end quote. The expression of Christian character is not good doing, but God-likeness. If the Spirit of God has transformed you within, you will exhibit divine characteristics in your life, not good human characteristics. God's life in us expresses itself as God's life, not as human life trying to be godly. The secret of a Christian is that the supernatural is made natural in him by the grace of God, and the experience of this works out in the practical details of life, not in times of communion with God. When we come in contact with things that create a buzz, we find to our amazement that we have power to keep wonderfully poised in the center of it all. That's the end of Oswald's text. Generous in behavior to all men is not the normal way, not the human way to live. Generous to those who we like or whose personalities we are drawn to, yes. Generous to those who are generous with us? Yes. But generous to those who would spitefully use us? No. Generous to those who are socially not even in the same arena that we are, or economically? No. Generous in our behavior to all men. God brought himself down in the form of Jesus Christ to present himself to all men, the finest to the least. The other thing that Oswald is speaking to is the expression of Christian character is not good doing, but God-likeness. It is so common, at least within Christendom, within churches or places of religious activity, that we get caught up in doing good things and having good Christian character. But we miss the whole point of being like God, being one with God. The purpose of salvation was to restore us to oneness with God as it was in the garden. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil is representative of two facets. We often see only the evil side of the tree. But the other side of the tree is the tree of the knowledge of good. And the knowledge of good is really the greatest enemy of the best. The best is that we are connected completely, surrendered totally, and one with the God of the universe. The knowledge of good has caused us to establish other very fine activities and very fine doings and replace the affection and oneness with God with something that's pretty darn good. And God isn't interested in pretty darn good. He could do better than pretty darn good by letting angels do activities. I implore you to evaluate every activity of your life. If you're involved in church activities, teaching, preaching, helping, building, doing mission work, whatever, evaluate those activities in light of, is that what Jesus would be about doing? My suspicion is, in most of those cases, not. because we get wrapped up in the activity, and often the personal emotional harm of those around us. The activity goes a little bit awry. We get upset because we're looking to do it just so perfectly for God. And time and again, we are abrasive and abusive to others in relationship, while at the same time trying to do things from the knowledge of good. Beware the tendency to do the good thing, to be recognized for doing the good thing, or even just thanked for doing the good thing. Rather, the absolute and highest achievement of any true Christian, one who claims to be and is a disciple of Jesus Christ, is that of completely selfless giving to those around, but doing so only as the Spirit of God directs, not as my natural inclinations might direct me. Beware the temptation to be involved because of some sense of obligation or some guilt trip that someone else lays on you. When the Spirit of God tells you to do something, do it. If he's not the one speaking, you have no obligation to any man.